Hello, and welcome to Walking with the Tengu, a podcast exploring classic texts for the modern martial artist. You know, it's been a while, but I should mention again that while I personally have a heavy background in the Japanese martial arts, this podcast is really meant for anyone. I know I have a tendency to use Japanese words for different concepts, but that's only because it's the area where I have a modicum of expertise. There are often words for the same concepts in martial arts from other cultures, and if you happen to know one, I'd love it if you would take the time to let me know what it is you practice and what the concept is called in your art. When I write these episodes, I also lean on the foundations of my training. So yeah, you'll hear a lot of reference to things from a BJJ or a classical Japanese martial arts point of view. But I want you to know that no matter what you practice, you are welcome here. These thoughts and ideas apply to all of us. So today, we continue our walk through the Budo Shoshinshu by Daidoji Yuzon. I thought about calling this episode, Do Not Make Promises Lightly. And while that's fine, I think the more succinct point of today's section is to learn to say no. Daidoji starts off by making the assertion that a warrior must be reliable if they seek to practice a martial art correctly. He warns that if you get involved in things that aren't your business, you'll become known for meddling in other people's affairs and have to take responsibility for unreasonable things. It doesn't matter how small or simple the problem might appear. Once you've committed yourself to something, you have to see it through. Now, in Daidoji's day, it was a very real possibility that you might lose your life over something that gets either out of hand or blown out of proportion. There was a greater motivation in his day to be careful of how we might end up making a mistake. Maybe if we today took the matters that we get involved in with a similar level of seriousness, there would be less failures and disappointments that we bring on others and ourselves. Have you ever disappointed someone? Fair or not, could it have been avoided by not getting involved in something that really wasn't worth your time? I know in my case, there have been. While Daidoji speaks in terms of losing one's life, I reckon this in our day as taking the fall, whatever that might look like. He says it's hard enough to do this for one's lord or family. Remember, the warrior class took serving their lord pretty seriously, and the Confucian ethic of his day also meant a sacrificial level of service to one's family. I suspect it can be pretty hard for some people to understand what this is like in today's world. I recently saw someone post something about how they love their little brother so much they would throw themselves in front of a bus to save them. And some days they want to be driving the bus. In a trite way, maybe it's a little like that. We might be willing to take the fall for a certain family member, but even then, it's hard. Daidoji's point is that it's even harder to the point of being useless if we act like we are someone to be relied on in less than ideal circumstances. So we need to think hard, first about whether something that we have been asked to do can even be accomplished. Take note of this. This is Daidoji's first main point, and this is practical. When faced with a request, we should ask ourselves first, can this even be accomplished? If it is not, Daidoji says that we should not even entertain the idea. If we think it could be accomplished, even then, he says that the warriors of old would not agree to it until they had thought through how it could be achieved from start to finish. Since they did this, they were known for accomplishing what they set out to do, and failures were rare. He warns that if we do not think a matter through thoroughly, we will gain a reputation as someone who never gets anything done. Now Daidoji shifts to the matter of giving one's opinion. If you've taken his first point under consideration and carefully think through what you get involved with, then you will eventually be known as someone who accomplishes what they set out to achieve. You'll become known as a reliable person. If you are thought of as a reliable person, your opinion will be valued by others. This can be dangerous, says Daidoji. When you give your opinion to someone who is under you, this could include a child, a student, or a younger sibling, this might be thought of as not a big deal. You just gave your opinion to someone who is in a role where they are meant to learn from you. Daidoji warns that even here you need to be careful and think about what you say carefully. And if it is so with people who are under you, so to speak, how much more important is it when you give your opinions to equals? These could be friends or training partners. When one of those come to you with a problem, if you don't get involved and claim to have no understanding of how to solve it, Daidoji says that's one thing. But when you get all the details and get involved, it is our duty to give our real opinion, holding nothing back, even if it is not what the person wants to hear. If we are weak, hesitant, or indecisive, trying to be too careful about hurting the other person's feelings, Daidoji says that we fall into the trap of an unclear and wandering conversation. We will end up giving bad advice, causing the person who came to us for help to make mistakes, and thus become known as unreliable and someone not to be trusted for advice. Daidoji calls this course of unreliable action carelessness. Indeed, Daidoji exhorts us to not bother ourselves with how the person feels or their mood. If we do, we might reject reason or be in opposition to logic. Instead, we need to practice restraint, knowing that what we say now has a way of coming back to us. When I was younger, I had a real problem saying no. I'd get caught up in the emotion or excitement of a friend's new idea. They would ask me to help with some portion of it, and without fail, I never saw one of them come to fruition. I think it was at some point in college where I started to think these things were a waste of my time, and that by agreeing to them, I was enabling these people to try and start something they weren't really committed to seeing through to completion. They were effectively not only wasting their own time, but mine as well. So I started asking more questions and requiring them to produce certain things before I would agree to participate. I recall asking a few to write out a simple one-page plan outlining how they thought their goal could be accomplished. As far as I can remember, every single one agreed to do that, and I can't think of a single one who actually came back with it. Lots of people with ideas, none with the will to execute. By not entangling myself in these projects, I saved myself a massive amount of time and effort which I devoted to my own projects. This podcast is just one example. When I first had the idea, I did some research into how the technical aspects behind the scenes worked. I outlined a list of books I wanted to delve into and then wrote 6 episodes. I committed to doing 20 total. If I got to 20 and didn't want to continue, that was fine. I'd chalk it up to a learning experience and move on. And here we are today. This is episode 60. At the time, I had 2 different people trying to rope me into 2 of their own projects, and I wouldn't have had time to do all of them, so I had to say no. And this is where we find Daidoji's 2 main points. First, that we need to seriously think about whether what we or another wants to do can actually be accomplished. Then, if we do think it can be accomplished, we need to think long and hard about how it can be accomplished before agreeing to anything. The reward for this, as I mentioned, is being known as a reliable person. The problem then arises that people want our advice and opinion, and to be in that role is just as dangerous. We can't temper our advice or opinion simply because someone's mood or feelings won't like our answer. This is compromising the truth, based on our knowledge, training, and experience, to shelter someone from the course of action that we actually think they should take. Now, if you actually care about someone, you will tell them the truth, even if it makes them hate you. And I'm not for a moment suggesting you need to be rude about any of this. The way that you say something matters just as much as what you are saying. It doesn't matter how right you are if you're a jerk about it. However, it also follows that it doesn't matter how nice you are if you're telling people half-truths or outright falsehoods. If you think your friend's behavior is self-destructive, only a true friend who actually cares about them will confront them about it. If we don't actually care that much about someone, we'll be tempted to just not get involved and let them burn themselves out. However, there's an unspoken point here that Daidoji made that isn't highlighted necessarily in the text, but I feel the need to point out. Kind of like reading between the lines. At no point here does Daidoji suggest that any of us go and do this unsolicited. In each example, he talks about someone else coming to us for help or advice. This is important. For a person to go to the doctor, they need to first think that they are sick. For a person to listen to your advice, they have to first want it at all. They need to be open and willing to listening to you and consider you to be someone with the knowledge and experience to have something useful to say about their problem. This is why Daidoji thinks it's so important for us to be very serious and thoughtful about what advice we give. The honor and trust with which others view you is on the line. I once heard a quote that I'm going to summarize that I can't now remember the source. It went something along the lines of, when someone gives unsolicited advice, they presume the other person either can't figure out or is too stupid to figure it out on their own. I'm not sure everyone who gives unsolicited advice feels that way. I know when I give unasked for advice to my 6-year-old daughter, it's because I want her to grow up to be happy and healthy. But I suspect here, too, we find the distinction in Daidoji's writings. Earlier, he made the point that when we give advice to someone, quote-unquote, under us, that's one thing. It's different when it's a peer, a friend, or a training partner. I suspect this principle about not giving unasked for advice applies more to our peers. All right, so let's quickly review. Daidoji says that we need to think carefully about whether something can be accomplished before we involve ourselves with it. If we do think it can be accomplished, then we need to think long and hard about how that can be done before agreeing to anything. If we are considered a reliable person, our opinions will be valued, so people will come and seek us out for advice. When giving advice, we need to be very careful about what we say if we want to maintain that reputation of being reliable. We should not compromise the truth of our advice or opinion just because the other person's feelings or mood may not like what we say. I personally advocate that we should maintain a compassionate and thoughtful method of delivering our advice while simultaneously not compromising the truth. But I also acknowledge that sometimes people need a slap in the face to get them out of whatever cage they've locked themselves in. You'll have to judge each circumstance on its own individual merits. Finally, none of this suggests that we should be going around giving unsolicited advice. When we post things online especially, too often we involve ourselves in debates, conversations, or matters that quite frankly have nothing to do with us. The participants themselves are often all completely unconnected to each other, not open to opinions or advice, and ruled solely by their moods and feelings. The conclusion I suspect Daidoji would have made is that most online discussions are a waste of time and would convey on the participants the reputation of being careless, untrustworthy, and unreliable. Instead, focus on those people you know to be qualified to give good opinions and advice, regardless of how others feel about it and with a reputation for honesty and reliability. This is hard work. It's far easier to just copy-paste some trite article that agrees with what we already think to people who don't even care what we think, and in the end, we're all dumber for it. Instead, find those people who are reliable, thoughtful, and considerate, who will tell you what you need to hear harshly when it needs to be, and with compassion the rest of the time. If we both seek those people out and strive to be those people ourselves, the world would be a better place. That's all for today. Please help the podcast out by sharing and telling people about it. The best way you can help us is just by letting people know that it's out there and what it's got you thinking about. Thank you for listening, and talk to you again soon.